Mission Network News, 4.5 minute version, Wednesday, November 3rd, 2004, in 3, 2, 1. Indonesian democracy wins, but danger remains for Christians. Children are the victims of violence in the Holy Land, and a scripture translation agency launches an aggressive 3-year plan. These stories and more are coming up on today's edition of Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. I'm Greg Yoder. This week's inauguration of a new Indonesian president tops the news. Even with administration promises to address sectarian and security issues, there's been a marked rise of violence against Christians. Voice of the Martyrs Todd Nettleton says rebels are trying to increase their influence in a new government by creating an administrative diversion.
If the government is less stable, if the government has less power, they're less likely to stand strong against radical Islam, to stand strong on behalf of religious freedom, on behalf of getting along and living side by side in peace rather than in violence.
Nettleton says that applies to their work as well.
For ministries who are working there, obviously the biggest question is safety. Is it safe for us to meet? Is it safe for us to do our work? Is it safe for us to be here? When you're thinking about safety, you're thinking less about ministry, and that's to distract from that ministry by making people worry.
Next, thousands of children are victims of the terrorist violence in the Holy Land. Many can't attend school, they're hungry, and many are suffering from post-traumatic stress syndrome brought on by suicide bombings and military violence. But World Vision is reaching out to help. World Vision's Atul Tandon, speaking from Israel, says the type of relief they're offering is varied.
We extend them scholarships. We work with schools to give them food supplies. We work with poor families to help them grow crops.
They're doing it in Jesus' name. World Vision is helping 13,000 children through sponsorships, but the need is far greater.
The Bedouin families that I mentioned to you, they're amongst the poorest that I have visited in all my travels, amongst anywhere in the world. And these are people very much living on the edge of survival. So our hearts go out to them and their children.
If you'd like to sponsor a child, go to our website for more information. You're listening to Mission Network News. Foreign words that either stumble or flow off our tongues are the reasoning behind a new plan for scripture translation. Through it, God's making a way for people to know Him. The seed company's Roger Garland says they're launching a 3-year strategy to see translations into an additional 150 languages. However, a key distinction in the project is the who.
That's not where we're doing it. We're providing the training, we're providing some funding so that local people in various countries where have a vision for Bible translation for their people. We support that and give training and funding to make it happen.
Garland says with an ambitious goal comes ambitious prayer.
The key thing people can pray for is that God will show us what He's doing in different places around the world to show us clearly how He wants us to be involved in helping local people to do what they feel God has called them to do.
Meanwhile, the Bridge International is providing goats to the poor Lisu people in China's Yunnan province. They're lending nearly 500 goats to villagers for 2 years. After breeding, the herd is returned and passed on to another village. As villagers develop a strong agricultural business, food becomes more readily available. This helps believers strengthen the community, allowing them to build schools, medical clinics, and support barefoot evangelists to help spread the gospel. And finally, for more than 3 million Kenyans, severe drought over the past several months has resulted in famine conditions. Over 10,000 Compassion International-sponsored children and their families have been severely affected by food shortages. A gift of only $24 will provide food for a family of 6 for a month. Since Compassion works through the local church, the relief that's supplied is a conduit to eventually sharing the gospel to those that are suffering. Pray that many will respond. You've been listening to Mission Network News, a daily news service of Cornerstone University of Grand Rapids, Michigan. If you'd like a free copy of the video of my upcoming Shoes for Orphan Souls trip to Russia with Buckner Orphan Care International, call our resource line at 1-800-995-4828. It's an inspirational video on Buckner's work in Russia and their efforts to share the gospel. That's 1-800-995-4828. You can also sign up at our website, missionnetworknews.org. That's missionnetworknews.org. I'm Greg Yoder.